Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Monday morning health briefs now. Dr. Irfan Hafiz is the chief medical officer of Northwestern Medicine's Northwest Region of Hospitals. Good morning, doctor. Let's talk first about the flu and flu shots and a new study that really is emphasizing the importance of being up to date with the flu vaccine. What do we need to know?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, believe it, it's actually getting that time of the year where we're starting to talk about flu. The flu season starts around, as early as possibly, October, November, but usually it's around a little bit later, around December, January. But it's, definitely as flu shots become available, it is important, for anyone 6 months or older, especially if you have medical conditions, to get your seasonal vaccination there. It really is important. It's not just to prevent the flu for you, but it's to protect others around you. So we reduce the amount of spread. That's a key thing there.
What about the timing? A lot of people wonder if it's best to wait. As you mentioned, we're not quite there yet. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's a great question that comes up a lot. Yeah, I think in the past, and we're talking quite a while, a ways away, we always kind of said, maybe we should wait until we're closer to the season. But I think a couple of things that we've realized since then is, first of all, the season can sometimes be as short as just a week, where, you want to have at least 30 days of it in before you're getting that peak effect. So when the actual, rise of flu in the community hits yours, it may be too late to go and get the vaccine, because by the time the effect is there, that peak may have already passed. So timing is important. So therefore, when it's available, when you have that opportunity and it's front of mind, go ahead and just get your shot. It's definitely worthwhile doing that.
What about that new study that took a look at a rare but what they called a severe complication that can occur in children who get the flu? What do we know about
that? Yeah, and that's an important thing. It's not just that it's a bad cold. Influenza, has been in the past, a cause of deaths, and specifically certain complications, pneumonia is being the most common one. But in this particular study, they're talking about acute necrotizing encephalopathy, pretty long term. But really, we're talking about where the virus gets into the brain tissue and actually affects the brain tissue. And some children can be more susceptible to that and can be very devastating. It has a high mortality rate. Not everyone gets that condition, but if it does, it can be very difficult to treat. There is no specific treatment at that point. But what we do know that is those who are vaccinated have a far less likelihood of getting that. And if they do, the likelihood of death from it is actually almost non-existent. So it definitely helps to have that your body's prepared for it.
Yeah, it's good to know. This is very interesting. Researchers in London examined blood samples from almost 900 people. And the takeaway from this was that omega-3 could help protect women from Alzheimer's disease. What do you make of this study?
Yeah, this was an interesting one. I was intrigued. And this study was really looking at omega-3 levels, as you said, and they wanted to correlate that with the Alzheimer's. And they found that specifically women that had low levels of omega-3 or Alzheimer's, patients with Alzheimer's who were women, had lower levels of omega-3 than their normal counterparts. And so this is leading to further investigation, especially in women, is there a role for the omega-3 in the metabolism of it that may play some role? It's not definitive, and it's not necessarily the cure for prevention, but it is another line of study to look into further.
Eat fatty fish, right? Salmon, mackerel,
yeah.
Sardines, is that it?
Yep. Yeah, but a serving, a couple a week or so, or is really important, I think, and overall, and that really also goes back to that Mediterranean diet as well, and making sure that we have those right kind of proteins and special fats in our diet.
And what about taking the supplements, the pills, fish oil?
Yeah, and it's something that you can't consume, in your diet. Certainly thinking about having supplements may be another option. So again, talk to your doctor about that.
Dr. Irfan Hafiz, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine's Northwest Region of Hospitals. This is a very interesting story, and especially with the triathlon just finished here over the weekend in Chicago. It was a study of about 100 marathon and ultramarathon runners, young people, between the ages of 35 and 50, and there was a link to colon cancer with these runners. Tell us about this, Doc.
Yeah, this is sort of an interesting study here, and this is coming out of the East Coast. It's pretty recent where, you know, there was an oncologist there who had three patients that had advanced colon cancer much younger than otherwise expected. And one thing that it piqued his interest is that they were all marathon runners. And so he went ahead and embarked on this study where he enrolled about 100 marathon and ultramarathon runners and did colonoscopies on them. And they were between the age of 35 and 50, as you said. And he found that there were about 15% of them had polyps. Not necessarily they had cancer, but they had polyps and adenomas. These are precancerous, and that puts them at risk for future cancer, which was somewhat surprising. That 15% is a lot higher than you see in most other populations there. So that led to him thinking, like, is there any kind of link? Again, this is very, very early. This is only one study. There was no comparison, so it was really just a data gathering exercise there. By no means would I take any recommendations out of this to say stop running. No, I don't think we're quite there. But I think it is interesting and needs further evaluation. There may be other factors that he's not accounting for, but certainly it's worth investigating further.
So the experts really are not sure why the results of this study were as they were, are they?
Right. I mean, there's possibilities that there's other factors and they just happen to be marathon runners. Mm-hmm. There could be other genetic factors as well, or some other lifestyle things. And again, it's only 100 patients here. So we definitely need more people, different studies across different countries and areas, different types of population, and a control as well. Controls are really, in this situation, is really important. That helps weed out any kind of biases that may be there in the type of enrollment. You know, it could be the area that they're in or some family history or something like that in that area.
Got it. Meantime, don't panic if you're a runner and
yes,
come across that headline. It seems like weight loss drugs are nothing but positive. We get these studies all the time, and there's another one now about liver disease and weight loss drugs, and we're not hearing many reports about these drugs being harmful, are we?
No, I mean, they do have some side effects that need to be monitored, but so far nothing's, you know, been really alarming that way. But you're right. There are a lot of other uses that seem to be coming out as we know more and more about these drugs, and we're able to find that they're useful in other conditions as well. In this case, it is a certain type of liver disease where you have this fatty liver, and that can over time lead to chronic liver disease. But these drugs, in this particular study, was Wegovy, that's very similar to Ozempic, that was found to actually improve that condition. And now it's got an FDA approval recently for the treatment of that condition.
Finally, in Naperville, there's a warning about the West Nile virus. Fill us in a little bit on this, Doctor.
Yeah, so West Nile virus is kind of here to stay in the Midwest. We tend to get that, pretty much every year. So in this new story, there is mosquito surveillance that occurs, you know, across the country. And they did find some mosquitoes with West Nile in Naperville. So that does lead to, you know, additional measures of you know, getting rid of mosquitoes, but also making sure that we're aware of that. And this is the time of year, sort of that later part of summer, where we start to see some cases. Patients can have, people affected can have fever, headaches, body aches with that. And if you're older, certainly there are risks of some more severe complications. Those are the ones we really worry about a lot. So taking precautions, you know, if you have standing water in your area, try to get that removed, especially out of drainage spouts or anything like that. wearing longer sleeve, loose fitting clothing, wearing a mosquito repellent. If you're going for a walk, say in the evening and stuff, it's nice and cool. People want to go for a walk, you should. But taking some mosquito repellent can go a long way there.
Most people experience mild symptoms, or in some cases, no symptoms. So how do you even know if you have it?
Yeah, and that's the really hard part. And this is a while back when they had done surveillance studies in areas, and a lot more people turned positive for West Nile antibodies and never recalling that they've ever had it. So, and that's the good news, is that majority of people don't even recall they even have it, but it's the few people that can get really, really sick, and it causes a type of brain infection, inflammation there that is very, very hard to treat, especially in older patients, and I've had my share of those patients in the past.
Well, let's hope the mosquitoes know that Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer. It's
yes.
Dr. Hafiz, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.